Hello, this is Tom Norvell, and if you've been reading an Orville Note for any length of time, you realize that an audio version is a new feature of an Orville Note. I'd really like to hear what you think about it, so if you can give me some feedback on it, I would appreciate it. You can respond to me at tomnorvell@mac.com. That's tomnorvell@mac.com, and I'd love to hear from you. This is an Orville Note for the week of October 24th. 2016. Our confidence. I hear and read statements like these on a regular basis. What are we going to do? How are we going to survive? What has happened to our nation? What is happening to our nation? What's going to happen to our nation? If, and you fill in the blank, is elected president in November, the world as we know it will cease to exist. I wish I could tell you that these statements come only from the liberal or conservative media. I wish I could tell you that these statements come only from one political party in reference to the opposing party. I wish I could tell you that these statements of fear and despair and confusion come only from those who have no hope. I wish I could tell you those things, but I can't tell you that. These statements of fear and despair and confusion often are spoken as loudly and as with much as an intensity by people of faith as they are by people who make no claims about having a faith. There are times when these statements of fear and despair and confusion push me toward feelings of fear and despair and confusion. Then I read Hebrews. When I read Hebrews, I remember that our confidence is in the Lord. Our hope is in God. The letter of Hebrews is written to a group of people who, like many in our day, are living in fear and despair and confusion over what has happened to them, what's happening around them, or what might happen in the future. They were tired. They were disappointed with how life was turning out for them. They were uncertain about the future. So God sent them a letter to remind them that in spite of, and maybe because of, their circumstances, there was still a reason to be hopeful. The letter encourages the struggles to remember where their hope is and where their confidence is. The one in whom they trust is greater than all the others. He's greater than all the angels. He is greater than Moses. He is greater than any high priest. He is greater than any of their sacrifices. He is greater. He is worthy of confidence. He can be trusted. In chapter 10, 19 through 24, they and us are given this reminder and challenge under the heading in the New International Version of a call to persevere. Therefore, brothers and sisters, since we have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus and by a new and living way opened for us through the curtain, that is, his body, and since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us draw near to God with a sincere heart and with the full assurance that faith brings. Having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from a guilty conscience and having our bodies washed with pure water, let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess. For he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. Within this challenging statement, there are three specific things we can do to alleviate our fear, despair, and confusion. They're easy to spot as they begin with the words, let us. Verse 22, let us draw near to God with a sincere heart and with the full assurance that faith brings, having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from a guilty conscience and having our bodies washed with pure water. God is near. So draw near to him. He's not deserted us, so draw near to him. As you draw near to him, remember that he is worthy of your trust, in your confidence. Verse 23, let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful. No matter what, don't let go of your hope. No matter who is in power, don't let go of your hope. No matter what happens or appears to be happening, don't let go of your hope. Why? Because he is faithful. Verse 24, let's consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds. Stick together and encourage each other. Stay close physically and encourage each other with actions and with words. Encourage each other personally, emotionally, and spiritually. Stay connected in body and spirit. This is not a time for those of us who put our faith and confidence in the one who has cleansed us and washed us clean to shrink back. Verse 10, chapter 10, verse 39. This is a time for those of us who have hope to share our hope. This is a time for those of us who have confidence in him to remind our friends and our brothers and sisters that our confidence is in the one who dwells in the most holy place. This is a time for those of us who have confidence in the living God to display our confidence that he is able, that he is in control, that he is our God and Lord and Savior. Our confidence, like those who have gone before us, this great cloud of witnesses, is in Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. Let our confidence be in him. Let our hope be in him, and let us keep our eyes on him. Thank you for reading and listening.